What does it take to launch a successful startup? A prominent venture capital firm is shedding some light on the subject. And from WHYY's Todd Bookman, here's more on a new report from the group First Round Capital.
First Round is based in the heart of startup country, San Francisco, but it does have offices in New York and West Philly. The company has scored some big prizes in its first 10 years, including early investments in ride-sharing company Uber and eyeglass retailer Warby Parker. The firm decided to take a look back on its first 300 or so ventures and see if the winners had common formulas. It boiled down its findings to 10 main themes. And first on the list is that startups with female co-founders outperformed ones run by all men. And not just by a little, by 63%.
Over the past few years, we've seen more people talking about the issue, more people recognizing that it is an issue, that women are left out of these spaces and sometimes kept out of these spaces.
This is Corinne Warnsheis, executive director of Girl Develop It, a nonprofit that teaches web coding to women nationwide. She says women bring different experiences which can better shape a project.
It's having that diversity of thought and perspective that will increase your potential to create better products for more people.
Along with women on the team, First Round also finds it pays to be young. When the average age of entrepreneurs is under 25, the companies did 30% better. Another key factor is apparently book smarts. Ivy Leaguers, along with Stanford, MIT, and Caltech grads, lead more successful companies. First Round is quick to note its findings shouldn't be taken as gospel, and the company itself may want to look at its own makeup. The seven partners listed on its website are all men. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.